With every major cinema chain closed and Hollywood releasing no new titles since March, most of us are watching movies at home these days. But the film industry still tracks box office grosses, even if there's not much to track. And critic Bob Mondello says this week there's a Throwback Thursday surprise.
To my mind, the one saving grace of this spring's dismal box office has been that the film that's led the pack for 9 of the last 10 weeks will never have a shot at the record books.
We have to unite all the trolls. Let's go save the world!
With combined national weekly movie attendance in the thousands rather than the usual millions for much of March and April, Trolls World Tour could be number one without doing a lot of business. But as states slowly open up, there's starting to be competition for movie screens. And this past weekend, Trolls got eaten alive.
We gotta get out of here. Gotta get out of here. Now, right now.
By Spielbergian carnivores from summers past. Topping the box office last weekend with a snappy $500,000 was Jurassic Park, last seen at the top of the charts in June of 1993. And close behind was a Spielberg flick from 18 summers earlier, the one that had audiences afraid to go in the water.
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
Also on the week's top 10 list is Spielberg's signature film, the one that made Reese's Pieces a thing in June of 1982. As well as two summer comedies that Spielberg produced rather than directed, The Goonies.
I don't want to go on any more of your crazy Goonie adventures.
And Back to the Future.
Are you telling me that you built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
That is 5 of this week's top 10, a pretty strong indicator that Spielberg represents comfort food for stressed audiences right now, especially the drive-in audiences that are driving the box office while social distancing is important. As the man who more or less invented the summer blockbuster with Jaws, Spielberg knows from drive-ins. All 5 of these movies opened originally in June and July of their respective years, and it would be easy to put together another 5 of his smash hits that audiences associate with hot weather. Spielberg is to summer movies what the Beach Boys are to summer songs. No one is better at making audiences sweat and feel good at the same time, which is why people craving escape from a pandemic and social turmoil naturally gravitate to his movies, stories with urgent problems that characters working together can solve in a couple of hours. Or a couple of sequels. And if there's some kind of critter involved and a score by John Williams, so much the better. I'm Bob Mondello.